listening to the number one UK hip-hop station, Hip Hop Basement Radio.
Yes, people, that's right. You're tuned to hhbradio.com. I am DJ Ant Black, and you're listening to the All Points North Shore, broadcasting from Leeds. A little later, I'll be having a chat with Manny from Invisible Circle and discussing hip-hop and education. But for now, here's Jest in 1979.
I bleed liquid gold and slur speech in a cryptic cold. My feet slipping on this twisted road. Only the mystic knows the lone figure in the distance. No bigger than the sum of his inscriptions or the extent of his conviction. I sip vitamin in rich liquid diction and digest fiction for culture. I'm force-fed cold, a monster. My head and neck connected by a mold. Trying to hold things together like the skins I fold. And take my food for thought with a pinch of salt. True to form, my sin results in self-doubt. Look into my eyes, I don't need to spell it out. You can see it. How I tripped and fell down and picked myself up. Turned myself round from the cliff's edge and staggered home like a misled pisshead. And put up a fight till my fist bled. I choke on lead until my spit's red. When I step outside to get a quick breath of fresh death, now there's no air left. And 50% of us couldn't care less. Our bare flesh exposed to the cancerous light, like tearing the film at your cameras. I'm still ravenous. I feel my stomach acid keep burning as I work towards another classic. Melt your plastic chat, snatch your comfort blanket. In this cold world you're naked and unattractive, and your tactics are underhanded. I hibernate through the winter and wait for the summer madness.
1979
on the couch, stout on my breath and a bad case of desert mouth. Forever drowning my pain in the pleasant sound of whispered words and rainfall on level ground. Gagged and bound with no hope for getting out. Save the secrets and lies, I'm trying to settle down. But like the weather now, I'm unpredictable. My hate's bitter but my love's unconditional. Living in this digital age, these are strange days. My rage tame and freed on the same page. I make waves till I wash away the refuse. God of the sea, these are the eight moons of Neptune. I make moves to refuge, but don't sleep and walk the streets with a rose in my teeth and a bittersweet song in my heart. I take heavy steps, the hard-headed vet climbs his own Everest. So till the very end, I won't ever rest. I'll serenade my angel with every breath God sends. In remembrance of lost friends, whenever my top ten drop, I know what went on then provokes me to focus ahead. Close my eyes and get close to the dead. I'm the ghost that begs to be released from limbo. Between two worlds like the thief at the window.
1979, inside with the sounds of Reppin' Leeds, the remix by MC Silver Finger.
Silver Finger with the remix, get down to this. I bring this tune for your ear to say. Reppin' Leeds remix and now we up in your face. On a Friday night, gatecrasher is on. And AJ's in mission so the break of dawn. Hit big deal to get my new mic. And this is Reppin' Leeds and it's all tonight.
It's still literate, putting it down for silver. My boy, the productive, constructive beat builder. If you feel the vibe from me and mine's, it means it's time for Leeds to shine. You see, we all claiming
leads, just differing districts. Raj with Asian flavour and a spits for the misfits, and I'll still stick with this, and I'm bringing my own sound. That's why we're still representing our hometown.
I'm up and downhill, search inspiration to put down skills with an underground feel. Rep town to outskirts, don't beatbox, but I got dangerous mouthwork, some beat locks still. Chapel town, get your phones out, gather your flocks. Sack work, come out of your shop, chill. Tonight we're gonna work out bodies with wobblers. Who they're gonna stop us repping?
You know we're repping leads. Now what you know about we? Silver finger, you see. Now what you know about we? You know we're repping leads. Now what you know about we? Silver finger, you see. Now what you know about we? You know we're repping.
Lead city, cocky, signing up. Where am I from? Well, you know I ain't gotta say. You're paying a visit, I hope that your mama prayed. Well, little you holding the snub nose lately. Your grandmama hoping that you come home safely. She heard the thing that's going on, how youngins will do crimes and then go and spit it on a song. I'm from the LEEDS. Wanna find it tight, cocky in your GPS.
Here we're repping Leeds with 2 bottles of champagne. In a for the honey, so they loving the campaign. Chapel City loyals only cut from the best trains. Genie, yard, the hood, caught us the best trains. Arch and misses, who's spitting the best game? Chapel City niggas keeping honeys on guest games. Couldn't come and take us if you came in the best day. Have to end up leaving in the wild, wild west way.
I rep Leeds. With lyrics graphic like imagery, spitters be wishing they were spitting like this nigga literally. I've rep these with plenty of other MCs. To test me would be a mess, G, cause I'm the best geese. With fresh beats and blessed speech, I rep streets. I'm repping with the fellas messing up a next beat. LEEDS from LL to Weatherby. I've got millionaires, but trust me, I rep Leeds.
It's Hardy from London, but I'm repping Leeds. And I'm repping for the street when I'm stepping on the beat. Leave you edging on your seat, it's not an effort for me, please. Grime or hip hop, what you reckon? Am I deep? Yeah, I make deep steps. So I couldn't be left at the bottom half of L double E, B-S, I doubly stress. I'm a bubbly threat, ready to bounce on your arsehole like double D breath.
Weed is life, we're in the place to cause a fight. It's on tonight, up because they're taking flight. Feel the mic, you spit, I got you in my sights. I'm doing it right, you ain't even getting a mic. I'm pulling a heist, Lee City shit ain't nice. Looking the vice, sweet like sugar and spice. Every night we rap weed, give me your light. Lee City, we city niggas, rap it tight.
Coming straight from LS, better know the rest. This is naughty here, one of the best. Known deeply in the streets, plus I'm known on your block. Real life that I speak for the love of hip hop. Who do it better? Street philosophy be my letter for the public to read and understand me. Coming straight from Leeds, never blind and see me on the scene. Repping indeed, you can never say I'm fake. Coming from the council estates is where I'm living. Been through hard times since the beginning. Rappers switch their flows when they hear me spitting. Listen, solo through the storm, Leeds is finest all along.
You know we're repping Leeds. Now what you know about we? Silver finger, you see. Now what you know about we? You know we're repping Leeds. Now what you know about we? Silver finger, you see. Now what you know about we? You know we're repping.
Big tune, big tune. Coming now is K Nurse and Bristol Grammar.
What make you a genius?
Drop the album, things are murky. Driving X-Y's, who's the Fergie? I spit that brisk grammar, local lurgy. Now I got the yes yelling, hey, that voice was dirty. I wanna make that meal before I'm 30. 28, 2 years left before I'm 30. I know I never make a guy can murk me. Leave my youth fatherless, no guy can hurt me. This ain't chicken, no boy can jerk me. Road is dark, my issues up inside will turn me to the dark side, Darth and nerf me. Not a fed, not a judge, about to burn me. I was a sick you bored from early. Mama Jared tried her best to school and learn me, but the teachers tried to worm me. Listen, rub my time suspended, Fergie. Zach's Nolan out of Kane has boy them. Playgrounds full and Kane's annoyed them. 1-2s left and right, my combos boy them. Mr. Toner tried to boy them.
to the office, lad, stand in silence. My mother said not go to school for violence, but if up to hurting my pride, I had to boy them. Hurting my life, I walked to silence. An Englishness on the brain, the cane's a right one. Eddie built a zoo, told me light one. It turned the cane into some Monty Python. Trimming my head, that boy's a right one. Daddy shook Christoph off, my boy's a right one. To tell the truth, I had my life in my hands. I spit in truth, they thought the king's a madman. Scoping from I went to first class, you know the spell was broken. Road is dark, a man shot hoping, hoping for a better place without the voting. It's a joke, Tim, I love the voting. Mama, it's from the heart, you hear my words I'm quoting. Since you passed away, I switched up gas to pray. By any means the world was paid. Kid was born, life was torn, married, born blessed, was above the average, a soldier. Built my palace and nicks you spilled from marriage. Content now, I'm on a horse and carriage. But in the stage of a darker rage, like the times of a darker age, one mic shocked my ways. He built a beat so big, it's all love, you know it made my day.
Yes, yes. Big up to One Mic on production there. That's K&R's Bristol Grammar. Coming up next is Eastbourne and Butch featuring Too Ill. Have to give a big apology to DJ Riz at Drop Zone Records. Money's in the post to you, fella, but big up.
You've advanced far with the five styles of the steel fingers. I want to see all your force.
Welcome to the jungle, but there's no actual rose. Drunken and I stumble, dribbling axe still flows. When I'm done, you can feed me to a pack of crows. Force feed until they're bleeding and about to blow. We got the method, the young dirty bastard. 36 standard slave livers and I blasted. None of you cunts have got this hip-hop mastered. I don't do you, you don't, Eastbourne's blasting. Fuck the fame, the names, the hip-hop concept. The underground game of death or respect. So like Bruce, the force is met. Too ill, mud fam, upside your head. King nothing, no royalties, the shiny crowns. Boxing kangaroo, you can't tie me down. Stone so much, Bob Marley will be proud. Let the Guinness Eastbourne lad rock the grimy sound.
An alcoholic, schizophrenic, paranoid patriot. Beer slugging matriarch, Napoleon blown apart. Food from empty bottle, take it away with a top up. Eastbourne's on hip hop, bar room, come red shop. Fake pussy holes run their guns like athletic round trees. Get to the bar, I want another round, please. Drinking whiskey till I drop, don't be calling it scotch. I like the shit straight soaked or done over the rocks. I don't care what you got or whatever you fire. I'll be spitting this shit till the day I retire. Beat Butcher on track, my fan ain't missing. UK to Australia, Glasgow to Brisbane. A soliloquy, a prophecy, working chemical anomaly. Shocks to your economy if your iPad ain't rocking me. If it don't go down well, it ain't World Trade Center 7. Eastbourne see more action than heaven on 9/11.
Rejection. With the fist in the air, a farewell to hair gel and pink shirt protection. This is real shit. From our southern streets core, I'll leave the northwest and the rest is straight Eastbourne. I read porn, all deceptively lean torn. A rapper with stars, a mad hatter with bars. I found we've scored the best statistics after which 10 on 10 say the truth wrecks things. And kills merchandise, is curse or vice. We beat fiends, mud family, no need to tell you twice. So call up the search and hide your wife, because we crush those that prefer to fight. You've heard we might defer the day and burn the night and stay above rappers so they see the light. Believe me, right? We got that flick of fire to feed this fight. Plus a rewrite on this rock and the mic.
Yeah, big respect to everybody at Drop Zone Records. Now here's a firm favourite of our station. Be Mr. Joe Gutter featuring Lauren Jade and Maybe.
Maybe. When you left, it seems you took a little part of me and part of me. Once
why you cause my heart to bleed. But then again, part of me partially wants you to start and see Cupid's bow is always on point with his archery. So why can't we be? Maybe it is love, maybe we're in love, but along the line one of us got mixed up. Times change, I know that. We used to hold hands, I used to romance you by candlelight. We used to slow dance. Now it seems like there's no chance, and nothing can hurt as much like hope can. I'm a grown man, maybe I've got it, that's what it is. I wasn't acknowledging your accomplishments. Wait, that can't be right. If it wasn't apologies, it was compliments and you'd start the fight. So possibly it's nothing, it was a relationship, not to be analysed, just a part of life. Friends never were friends, and then you were my girlfriend. We were young and I was caught up. I didn't know much, but what I thought was love was raw lust. You were beautiful, maybe that's why I got jealous, and then you gave it all up. You didn't call much, I started calling you too much. Then it all started falling through. You started hating me, blatantly taking me for a ride. Wish the way days you stayed with me. Basically, I wanted to know what was going on. You were gone and I thought that me and you were growing strong. But that's not how it was it? Cause I found another guy's number in your top pocket. Tell me to drop it. You got hush with me, pushing me away. It was the end, you broke up with me.
Big, big, big! Yes, Lady Paradox, When the Weather Fades.
You know that feeling you get when you're holding the mic. Send shivers down your spine like the coldness of night. It's emotional night, someone's holding your sight, and you're looking back just for a moment in time. I'm hopeless for rhyme, like it's my first look. It hurts, touches inside like a verse should. It's beautiful hearing it, turning it up. I said it's my first, I'm still learning to love. I'm yearning to trust and not just step away. But music talks more than what you'll ever say. I try and listen to fill in empty space. Sounds of my brightness when the weather fades. I've never made this kind of bond that's so real. It's there for me 24/7, no deals. And steady on my feet like wearing broke heels. When I'm feeling down, I'm bound to flow heels. As I grow, feel your warmth moving around. No matter what I'm doing, life echoes your sound. Men seem to threaten, but you never speak loud. When you do, it's still beautiful, not ugly and proud. And it's touching me how I want to be touched. Talking in ways I've been craving so much. And days are creative, not wasting so much. I was broken, it seems that you're making me up.
Can't imagine going through it without soul. I play back and forth, leaving the world. Can't imagine going through it without soul. I play back and forth, leaving the world. Can't imagine going through it without soul. I play back and forth, leaving the world. Can't imagine going through it without soul.
Music, it's the sound of my lover's name. Remains sweet like sugar cane. Carries me to safety over rough terrain. And when it touches pain, it all fades. It remains placed in my world. I break and I twirl, moved by the music. True, holding space feels full next to losing you. Some are abusing you, so take care. My inspirations haven't even made air. Mainstream, it's a long way there. Out of place there, so I stay where I'm secure. Words look around for more, and the sound, my core, that's what I found it for. Thinking how to store every feeling I have, but I'm speaking on tracks instead of keeping it trapped. And I appreciate that you're always there for me. Nowadays a constant is a rarity, and I'm enjoying the tunes that you share with me. Where to be, box room, speakers pumping, listen to the old stuff. Teach me something, reach me once in a while, like wild style. The first time I heard Jest and Lights in Style, UK all the way, I'm alright. And now provide the sound, the background, get the tracks down. And look what we have now, it's kind of peaceful, peaceful, peaceful.
Can't imagine going through it without soul. I play back and forth, leaving the world. Can't imagine going through it without soul. I play back and forth, leaving the world. Can't imagine going through it without soul. I play back and forth, leaving the world. Can't imagine going through it without soul.
Lady Paradox and When the Weather Fades, taken from her new album, Kind of Peace, produced by Pat D. And here comes Taken Over by Junkyard Tactics.
Overground, I'm getting deeper every minute.
Making your
dramatize lies for cries, taking your lives.
Is you a cat?
Then I'm taking all nine. Take time, cause to take it's a crime. I'm taking what's mine, this rhyme. Line for line, refine from mine to swine.
Drop rhymes all over the beat, names all over the street. Times all over the beat, games all over the street. Taking over, overtaking any way you switch that. We utilize junk, our tactics when we spit back.
It's Mong Dog,
JB,
spitting lyrics
daily.
Crazy,
oddball,
D on the beatbox.
We hard rock,
you are not
ready for the
sharp shot.
Try to get rowdy with us.
Watch us fall.
Flowers, here to make your mind sober. Call like Noah, architects and seek sowers. That's how we roll from a stone to a gold. The invisible soldiers, that's it, we're taking over. We're round flowers, here to make your mind sober. Call like Noah, architects and seek sowers. That's how we roll from a stone to a gold. The invisible soldiers, that's it, we're taking over.
Yes, yes, we're back in the studio now. Listening to myself, DJ Ant Black. Now, I am sat here with Manny from the Invisible Circle. We're going to have a little bit of a chat about the educational side of things that the Invisible Circle are doing right now. So, Manny, do you want to fill us in on a little bit of the status of what's going on?
Yeah, Invisible Circle Education. It's kind of the educational and community development arm of Invisible Circle. It draws upon the principles and kind of early teachings of hip-hop. So it goes back to Bambaataa's ethos, that kind of early self-sufficiency and community development from the roots up. And all of our people have been involved in hip-hop for a long time. So it's about drawing on what we knew, what we learned, what we know now, and using it and using hip-hop to kind of empower people, educate people, inspire people.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because I mean that was, for me, that was the entire thing that encompassed it. I mean, obviously, growing up alongside Monkey and him being my teacher on everything that's hip hop, he gave me that vision. You know, that, you know, it's a positive thing, and he's always pointed me in the direction of positivity, and, you know, none of the gun talk. You know, try and steer away from all that.
I think a lot of our young artists that have worked with us alongside us, and now a lot of who have grown and doing their own things, working with people like Raj. And it's all good. It's good growth for them. It's a good foundation to learn from. Mm-hmm. And it is about trying to take that positive message everywhere. You get signed by a major, you try and hold that integrity. Mm-hmm. Hold the line. Don't get swayed by the money. Don't get swayed by people saying, yeah, sex sells. So get that sex in the video and you'll sell another so many units.
Exactly,
it's not
exactly.
About that. There's people out there, and it's about taking that positive message. I've seen hip-hop from all over the world. And people are using it in ways that you wouldn't imagine when you look at a record label or a lot of the record labels and what they're pushing.
Absolutely.
Maybe it's not the thing to be saying in certain places, but I believe there's responsibility with those labels. And what they want to promote is the message that they're promoting to their consumers. So they got a responsibility not to push the glorification of guns and then shout up when another one of our young people gets shot. It's kind of not as, it's, yeah.
You're quite right. Yeah, you're quite right. I mean, obviously, in the state of the UK at the minute, with obviously all types of gun and knife crime, you know, I mean, we tried years ago to have an amnesty about that, and it kind of worked for a little bit, but it hasn't. And I think, personally, I agree with yourself. You know, what we should do is, you know, push this in the right direction. There are a lot of positive artists within the UK who I do think, well, the UK itself in hip-hop does get kind of overlooked a little bit, which is the whole premise of the, you know, shows like My Own and, you know, Straight Out Leodis and all the rest of the HHB, you know.
And it makes it difficult for kind of true hip-hoppers to come forward when the media slant is very negative. As an educator who loves hip-hop, mm-hmm. who was inspired by hip-hop, who was kind of saw the public enemy thing, saw the political kind of strength of hip-hop. And like Chuck D says, it's CNN of the streets. It kind of is. It's the news that comes from people who are low down. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it's important. And it's important we don't become what they want us to become. Otherwise, we're consumers. We're done. We're buying into the let's all be 50. I know there's a lot of positive artists out there, and what I'm trying to say is let's try and create the platforms for them. And let's exist like we're a big global corporation. But let's keep it social, let's keep it feeding our people. Let's not forget where we came from.
Of course.
So, what exactly is going on project-wise with the Invisible Circle Education side of things?
Well, at the moment, we're trying to get all our policies in place. We have all our policies that lets us do education with young people. Therefore, everyone's protected. We can play on an even playing field. Mm-hmm. And then beyond that, we're raising awareness of hip-hop education, which is what primarily we use. So it's all the elements, but it's also the historical angle. The lessons for today, mm-hmm. what you couldn't do from running a block party. We run block parties. Last summer, we came out in Royal Park.
Oh, no, I attended a couple of those and actually managed to get to play as well, so I was quite happy about that.
Fantastic.
And it's just all that. It's about exposing the artist, but it's also about taking it back to where it was. So it's about that thing. Yeah, can't afford disco, therefore let's have our own party.
Quite right.
We don't like disco anyway.
It's kind of like that.
Hip-hop was the people's thing. And I want it to be the people's thing again and see that, all right, let's keep hold of it this time.
Well, that's it. I mean, it brings people together, you know. I mean, otherwise this station wouldn't be up and running now. If hip-hop hadn't brought everybody together, then, you know.
All races, all people, it goes for everyone. It's kind of, it has its inspirations, but really, it's for me, it's been colourless.
Absolutely.
It's kind of, it's good. It taught me lessons that I can take forward as the person I am. And it's not anything. Don't get me wrong. People look at me sometimes. People look at all of us and think, where's your place in hip hop? But until they talk to me, spend 20 minutes with each of us, and then you'll know where my place in hip hop is.
Absolutely.
And who are you to judge if it's above yours, below yours? It's just another version of hip hop. And I was young when it was 13. I was 13 when it kind of hit me. So that's 83. So,
wow.
And then I missed a bit in the middle. But then in the mist, I got to funk and soul and all of those things. So I know hip-hop's got a kind of history that is beyond hip-hop, but hip-hop's a culture. And hip-hop has a lot of principles and teachings that, like I say, can be carried forward. And we don't have to be what they say that we should be.
Mm-hmm.
We can be lawyers, we can be this, we can be that. We can use hip-hop to do everything.
It's funny you mentioned lawyers, you know what I mean? What is it, Young Gun does that sort of stuff as his day job, you know? And also a top MC as well, so...
So let's get more of those. Let's
quite
open
right.
our horizons. Let's do what we want to do. Let's not just be the MC. Let's take it to produce. Let's take it again. Let's take it to owner of business and hip-hop business. We don't have to change what we do. It's been done in America.
Mm-hmm.
But again, whether it was done purely for the want of the money is a different thing. But we can make good business.
Quite right. I mean, for myself, I must admit, I've not ever really tried to make a great deal of money out of this living. Not only within the hip hop side of things, because I've not only just DJed hip hop myself. I've DJed pretty much every other genre you can think of. But I must admit, in the 15 years I've been doing this myself, I've made nowhere near £1,000, if that. You know, and
most of us in Invisible Circle Education, we run for free. But ultimately, it's about feeding our families. And if we can use hip-hop to educate, empower, to inspire people, and also feed our families,
mm-hmm.
then it goes back to what everyone wants. They want a job they love. I've learned what I do 15 years doing it for other people, and they never really want to do it through hip-hop properly. They'll have the graffiti artists to come spray their walls with the kids, keep them busy for 2 hours, but they don't want to know about the history. They don't want to make policies around... not deeming it vandalism all the time.
Yeah,
it goes on. I could talk about all the elements in that way. You know what?
Absolutely.
Britain's got more talent. It takes that to make people see another side of something, and even then they make it trashy.
Yeah, quite right.
And I didn't watch it, but everyone talks about the beatboxers.
Yeah, Crew 82. Yeah. This is. I mean, it's they're a big friends of ours here at Lyrically Justified. You know, we've watched them from when they started, and I must admit, they kind of ride a different wave to. Not to put a downer on anything they actually do, but they ride a different wave to sort of those who are in the hardcore hip-hop scene, you know. I suppose there are people out there who would have watched that and would have thought, these guys are, you know, just... They're doing their thing, but it's...
For me, it placed it a little. It put it in the kind of mainstream domain, and it was a slightly different version, it looked like,
mm-hmm.
to what they usually consume. And that's important. Therefore, it's a platform where the mainstream, the EastEnders audience, to whoever you want to put as your mainstream audience, it's those ears that we need to convert, because the mass kind of says hip-hop's kind of trashy.
I have to say, though, with Crew 82, though, I mean, with them, they are, you know, very talented at what they do. Having known, you know, the main guys out of it, they always said to me that they're not in it for credibility. You know, they're in it for what they can do and getting out there and having a good time. And, you know, they are good at what they do. But yeah, I suppose on the standpoint of putting it into the mainstream and then, you know, maybe coming from the underground, it is one of those different kind of crossings.
And hopefully for me, I don't know the guys like you, Andy.
Of course.
I don't know them. I got respect for them because I think they're pushing the art form in some direction. I don't know. I wouldn't like to say without listening to them.
Of course.
They could be nice guys. They could be not nice guys in my kind of perception. But regardless, it puts it in that arena, gets certain people talking about it. And then if we can kind of get all our messages out off the back of exposure like that, if the ears are already open kind of thing, the messages can get in. So, and it takes a lot of people to open ears and minds.
Absolutely.
And again, going back to what I said before, 50 Cent or people like that, they put hip-hop in a place, or they've contributed to putting hip-hop or more so rap music in a place, and now it's for us to take hip-hop to that place as well.
Of course.
And by that I mean the true hip-hop, the kind of all elements of hip-hop, not just your rapper, all elements of hip-hop.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, I know it's probably getting off the subject a little bit, just to make it a little bit lighter. Who exactly at the minute are you feeling within the scene? What's bumping your car on a daily basis?
I don't know if you want to know. Yeah, I'll tell you the last thing I listened to. But again, I don't know if it gets lighter. Stop the Violence.
Okay.
BDP.
Well, it's on a note of, I mean, obviously, KRS just lost his nephew this coming last couple of weeks. Which is a big shame, and you know, all our hearts go out to KRS-One at this dark time for him.
It's one of those. It's a constant, almost. It's been a constant in my car maybe for 3 years. No, 2 years. I only been driving 2 years. It's been a constant for those 2 years. But also, there's elements of Nas that I listen to. There's things that are more jazzy, more soul-y. I listen to a lot of varied music. The Isley Brothers slide in there quite a lot. Reggae, I'm waiting for my full reggae education kind of thing. But there's like a BDP track's got a reggae influence. So there's influences in there. What else? I don't know. I have to say that British hip hop as it goes, I don't listen to enough of it. There's no doubt of that. But I'm kind of getting old, so I listen to what I can listen to at the times I could listen.
Of course.
A lot of the things, I got my family, so it's about listening to what's appropriate.
Yeah.
At the appropriate time.
Okay, that makes perfect sense to me. Perfect sense. I must admit, having a 7-year-old son myself, there's certain things I can't listen to around him, but, you know, I don't try and shield him too much from it, because at one point in his life, he's probably going to turn around and listen to all this, but probably sooner than I expect, so...
I think it's all context and understanding. So once you've got the understanding of the context, then you can kind of look at that.
Yeah.
Then you can understand the use of language and the use of certain words. That people deem offensive. It comes to that. So kids are ready to listen, but they also need the education alongside what they're listening to.
That's it.
I mean, like you say, we've grown up listening to this sort of stuff. We've experienced, you know, racism and all that sort of thing within our lives. And at some point in your life, you're going to sit there and think, well, nah, why should I take this? But there's certain parts of it where you'll be sat there thinking, well, you know, I can agree with what they're saying, but.
Most definitely. I think language, it needs to be utilised. It's a form of expression. Therefore, as long as the kind of expletive emphasis words aren't like your commas, and they're more your exclamation, they're your end point.
Yeah,
they're not every two words. You know, you're making me not understand the context of your...
Don't say it for the sake of saying it.
Which, why are you raising the language if you're just kind of making a little pause? It's not a space filler. It's a kind of strong statement.
Quite right.
I want to hear the N-word. It's kind of like it has to be in context, otherwise I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
And even when I hear it, I think about all those people that used to live around me and all those older black men and black women. And if I think about that, I'm kind of mixed in a lot of ways, because I the bus stops, I see kids spitting at the bus stop and it's fantastic to hear and all that, I love it. But then when they get to those words and then I look further down the line and there's the black woman there.
What exactly what is she going to be sat there thinking?
Yeah. The word when it was only used as pure offence and hate.
Mm. And now you've got white kids using it against each other, you know, as a term of affection.
It's mixed. For me, ultimately, I like I said, Nas, I listen to a bit of Nas, so I know there's I hear that word.
Mm-hmm.
But if I could, I'd rub it out from now and say that it's a negative term. It was never positive. What we reclaiming? I don't. It offends too many people and it never made people happy. So let's just bin it, you know? It's like, yeah.
Can't disagree with that. Okay, so to wrap this up then, we were going to do a little bit of a sort of Desert Island Disc type thing, but the way I'm going to take this, rather than sort of what would you take to a desert island with you, is what is the track that would encompass hip-hop in its own essence for you? To sort of quote Common, I used to love her, H-E-R, hip-hop in its essence for real. So what exactly would be your track? And we're going to play that straight after.
All right, I'm going to take liberties and drop two.
Okay.
Play what you got or play what you choose. If I was stripped of everything else in terms of hip-hop, I think I'd take, like I said earlier, BDP, Stop the Violence, and also Planet Rock by Bambaataa. Because that makes me see like the kind of performance element of it and the early kind of creativity and inspirations that made hip-hop that kind of construction of a lot of things. And I think Bambaataa embodied that in those early days, but also what he did in the future with Zulu Nation.
Mm-hmm.
So the track takes me to all those thoughts about the artist and what they've done. So therefore, those two tracks are kind of more about... It's not just a bump in the track.
Mm-hmm.
It's the what it makes my kind of spirit feel and things like that, my soul. What's it saying to that? So those two people, those two tracks, those movements.
No problem.
All of the peace thing.
Well, we can do that for you, Manny. That's not a problem. We'll be dropping... I think what we'll do now, we'll drop Planet Rock, Africa Bambaataa right now, because obviously that's a party track for us. And the last track, we'll play the last track at the end of the show, which is BDP and Stop the Violence. So yeah, Manny from Invisible Circle Education, thank you very much for joining us tonight on the All Points North show. Much respect for you for that. And big up Monkey, who couldn't be here with us tonight because unfortunately he fell asleep and missed the taxi on the way home. Peace out. The Zulu Nation, can y'all get funky? Yeah, just hit me. Just taste the funk and hit me. Just get on down and hit me. That bottom's getting so fucking hot, hit me. Yeah, just hit me. It's time to chase your dreams. How about the seats? Make your body sway. Socialize. Get down. Let your soul.
just get on down and hit me. And pop just get so fucking out, hit me.
Tell the peace of the world.
Where's the message of our world?
Men, women, boys, and girls.
Hey, our planet rocks is working
on it. You got the groove. Moves.
Tattoo, tattoo, shot. Feel the groove. Feel it.
Do what you want to, but you know you got to be cool
and boogie.
Out on the floor.
Go down.
Bring it low. Close to the ground.
And everybody just rocking. Don't stop it. We got to rock it. Don't stop.
Working all around the clock.
Everybody just rocking, don't stop it.
We gotta rock it, don't stop. Keep ticking and talking. Working all around the clock.
Everybody gotta rock it, don't stop it.
You gotta rock it, don't stop it.
You gotta rock it, don't stop it.
You gotta rock it, don't stop.
You gotta rock it, don't stop it.
You gotta rock it, don't stop it.
You gotta rock it, don't stop it.
You gotta rock it, don't stop.
You gotta rock it, don't stop it.
You gotta rock it, don't stop it.
You gotta rock it, don't stop it.
Yes, people, you're back in the studio with myself, Ant Black. This is the All Points North Hip Hop Show on HHBRadio.com. You would be forgiven for thinking this was a straight out Leodis show, as you usually find me there, but that'll be next week, that's the 9th of August. Then again on the 16th of August. Then the week after that, it'll be Agent M's Invisible Circle show. And then at the end of the month, we're looking at DJ Prolific is having a one-off set. So keep tuned to everything from HHB Leeds. In fact, you can check out the MySpace, which is myspace.com/HHB Leeds. Or check myself out, DJ Ant Black, MySpace/DJ Ant Black. Got my top friends, you'll find the HHB Leeds site in there. That's not a problem, go have a look at that. Just another couple of things to mention. Check out Subterranean Mondays at 9 o'clock, I believe it is. Also, come see me live, Lyrically Justified, at Carpe Diem every Monday night from 8 p.m. And check out Unity Day up in Leeds at Hyde Park on the 4th of August. This is BDP and Self Destruction. My last tune for tonight. I'll catch you again in a month's time. Peace!
Well, today's topic, self-destruction, it really ain't the rap audience that's bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause, the way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 when it's shot, who's to blame? Headlines, front page, and rap's the name. MC Delight here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Took a brother's life with a knife as his wife cried, cause he died a trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gang bang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man, cause that's
self-destruction. Yeah, it was self-destruction. Self-destruction. Yeah, it was self-destruction.
Funky fresh dress to impress, ready to party. Money in your pocket, dying to move your body. To get inside, you pay the whole $10. Scotch tape with a razor blade, tape to your collar. Leave the guns in the crack and the knives alone. MC Lights on the microphone. Bum rushing and pushing, snatching and taxing. I crammed understand why brothers don't be maxing. There's only one disco, they'll close one more. You ain't guarding the door, so what you got a gun for? Do you rob the rich and give to the poor? Yo, daddy, yo.
Straight from the mouth
of why
and daddy-o.
Do a crime,
end up in jail,
and gotta go.
Cause you could do crime and get paid today,
and tomorrow you're behind bars in the worst way.
Far from your family,
cause you're locked away.
Now tell me,
do you really think crime pays?
Scheming on taking what your brother has?
You little sucker,
you talking all that jazz.
It's time to stand together in a unity. Cause if not, then you're we're soon to be self-destroyed. Unemployed, the rap race will be lost without a trace. Or a clue, but what to do is stop the violence and kick the science down a road that we call eternity, where knowledge is formed and you learn to be self-sufficient. sufficient, independent to teach the each is what rap intended. But society wants to invade, so do not walk this path that they laid. It
self-destruction. You're headed for self-destruction. Self-destruction.
D-Nice, break it down like this.
Children growing, women producing, men go working, some do steal.
Self-destruction. You're headed for self-destruction.
This is all about, no doubt, to stop violence. But first, let's have a moment of silence. Swing. Things been stated, re-educated, evaluated. Thoughts of the past have faded. The only thing left is the memories of our belated. And I hate it when someone dies to get all hurt up for a silly gold chain by chump.
Word up.
It doesn't make you a big man. And to one ain't going, this your brother, man. And you don't know that's part of the plan. Why? Because rap music is in full demand. Understand?
Self-destruction. Pay for self-destruction.
My name is Just Ice, a man, not a prankster. I was known as the gangster. But believe me, that is no fun. The time is now to unite everyone. You don't have to be soft to be for peace. Robbing and killing and murdering is the least. You don't have to be chained by the beast. But party people, it's time I release.
Hey yo, here's the situation. Idiocy, nonsense, violence. Not a good policy, therefore we must ignore. Fighting, fussing. Heaven's at the door, so there'll be no bum rushing. Let's get together because we're falling apart. I heard a brother shot another, it broke my heart. I don't understand the difficulty, people. Love your brother, treat him as an equal. They call us animals, I don't agree with them. I'll prove them wrong, but right is what you're proving them. Take heed before I leave to what I'm saying, or we'll all be on our knees praying.
Heavy D, deep in the heart of the matter, the self-destruction is served on a platter. Making a date, not failing to anticipate. They got greedy, so they fell for the bait. That makes them a victim, picked and plucked. New jack in jail, but to the vets, they're a duck. There's no one around, cause in jail, you're a number. They never took the time to wonder about
self-destruction.
To merge, we live for the love of our people, the hope they get along.
Yeah, so we get a song.
Getting a point to our brothers and sisters who don't know the time.
Boy, so we run around.
Instead of your heads, you know our job to build and collect ourselves with intellect.
Come on.
To revolve, to evolve, to self-respect.
Cause we got to keep ourselves in check.
Or else it's
self-destruction.
You're listening to the number one UK hip-hop station, Hip Hop Basement Radio.